As mayor, as was mentioned, I led an integrated effort towards sustainable policy initiatives, things like greening city buildings, deploying energy-efficient vehicles, installing energy-efficient signalization systems, and reducing power to use, to name a few. Many of you know I've brought the same sense of environmental ethic and responsibility to DOT, and I can assure you I'm now bringing it to the Thruway. The renewal of our state's aging transportation system really affords us what I believe is an unprecedented opportunity to provide cleaner alternatives, to alleviate congestion, reduce air pollution, yes, create jobs, and rebuild in a way that's more resilient and less susceptible to what we now know are always seem to be extreme weather events. The Central New York region's highly skilled workforce, educational institutions, and capacity for innovation position us well to advance technological solutions to mitigate harmful carbon emissions. With the adoption of smart policies and deployment of these new technologies, we can speed up the implementation of innovative transportation solutions that will significantly reduce congestion and pollution, prepare us for a future with zero emission-based vehicles, and enhance the availability of a diverse portfolio of alternative transportation services, including high-quality public transportation, and yes, of course, walking and biking. For the past few years, DOT and the Thruway have worked collaboratively with our counterparts in other northeastern states that surround New York. In fact, I just had a meeting not too long ago with them. We're working to develop regionally based strategies and policies to mitigate the impacts of carbon and other harmful emissions that are emitted from the transportation sector. This collaboration is consistent with the governor's commitment to reduce greenhouse gases by 40% in 2030 and 80% economy-wide in 2050. Initiatives to achieve these goals include providing incentives, accelerating the integration of advanced electric vehicle technologies in the commercial truck and bus sectors, promoting a self-sustaining market for plug-in electric vehicles, or PEVs, and deploying charging stations along our developed alternative fuel corridors, which will help us develop policies and strategies to increase the overall use of those personal PEVs that are registered here in New York State.